Today's scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 to 13. I read it, "For we are not bold to class or compare ourselves with some of those who commend themselves. But when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are without understanding. But we will not boast beyond our measure, but within the measure of the sphere which God appointed, apportions to us as a measure to reach even as far as you."
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the title is The Mind of Comparing Things. When you think of, you know, the word, you know, comparing, do you think it is a good word or bad word? I can hear you. You think it's not good? Well, the meaning of the word in the compare is to consider things and discover the differences or similarities between them. That's what dictionary defines. Well, we have, you know, a gymnast by the name of Yeon Jae-sun, and then she won the all-around individual all-round in the final, the gold medal in the sixth in the rhythmic gymnastics Asian Championships. She has been the first one who won the gold medal. Well, I once read her interview, which was done in 2010, and she belongs to the group which, you know, Miss Yuna Kim belongs to. And she said that Yuna Kim has become her and a role model. And then Yuna Kim, as you may know, she won the gold medal 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympic Games. Ms. Son watched Ms. Yuna Kim's, you know, focus, and she realized what true, you know, professional can do. And then she said, Yuna Kim is actually, I mean, truly a world-renowned, you know, athlete. And her focusing and concentration is, you know, drives me nuts. And they are very close, and they were very much, she's learning from Yuna Kim a lot of things. Mother to, you know, Ms. Son said, my daughter is learning many things from Yuna Kim. Now, comparing is not just, you know, bad word. I mean, if you do it right, it can help you greatly to develop yourself. So these, you know, players, you know, set role models, and they, you know, compare themselves with, you know, better players, and they learn many things. Our brothers and sisters may, you know, compare yourself with the great forefathers of faith in the Bible, and when you learn from them, you can become great. Senior pastor did the same thing. When he read the Bible, he remembered what, you know, the forefathers of faith, you know, did. He learned from Apostle Paul, Moses, and Abraham. And he remembered the manifestations of Father God's, you know, power, in which were done by them. So whenever he read the Bible, he found, you know, many shortcomings. But he prayed, and he resembled them, and he had such a longing heart to resemble them. And finally, he resembled them, and he became beautiful fruit before God. Likewise, well, it is really good if you compare yourself with other people and try to find the shortcomings and try to learn the good things from others. But if you feel disheartened or discouraged after comparing yourself with others, that is the truth, I mean, the heart of untruth that you have to get rid of. So we will look into the mind of comparing things, which is untruthful, and then we should surely cast it off so that you can learn good things comparing yourself with others. In order to cast off the mind of comparing things, first of all, you must get rid of a heart of, you know, derogating or degrading others. Now, some compare themselves, check themselves. They thought they love God, they love the shepherd, they love the Lord. But as they listen to the word of God, they realized that, they didn't circumcise their hearts well. In the beginning, they thought that they were doing a good job. But they found, those, who are ahead of them in measure of faith. In the beginning, they thought, what is better with them? Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit. With humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. If you regard others better than yourself, and if you try to learn good things from them, then you will humble yourself, and you will not degrade others. But if you want to be recognized, if you want to be served, and if you think you are doing a good job, then you become disheartened, and you try to degrade others when you see the strength of others. When you have the heart of envy, jealous envy and jealousy, you degrade others. Let's say, and then you later found the weakness of others, and you found the strength of yourself. You prayed a lot better than before, and then you listened to the word of God all the more than before. So you think you are doing much better than others. But Acts 13 verse 22 says, after he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he also testified and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. So you have to check whether you are trying to find weakness of others. Well, what God measures is different from what people measure. Well, Father God searches the depths of people's hearts. So you should have a humble heart. That's what Father God is searching for. If you try to boast of yourself, if you have a heart of, showing off yourself, then that's not the heart the Father God is searching for. You should be humble and give glory to Father God with humility. I once visited a member, and she started to say, Pastor, she said, you know what? You know that lady, right? But she's not good in many things. And she pointed witness many times and said, I think you are envying and being jealous of her. What she said was, she was remembering the mistake of the lady, which she did in like 7 or 5 years ago, just once. And she was, she continued to say, she is not gentle and she is not of goodness. She remembered the mistake which was done in 7 or 5 years ago. She had such a things in her heart. So I said, well, you still have the heart of jealousy and envy. Well, if you don't get rid of such a heart, even if you meet with other people of spirit, you will find only weaknesses from them if you don't get rid of your envy and jealousy. So you have to pray fervently and get rid of it. This is what you have to cast off. A few months later, she spoke good of the lady from the bottom of her heart. Dear brothers and sisters, you have to find what you are short of, but you try to resemble the outward deeds of others instead of learning and resembling their inner hearts. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18 says, "For it is not he who commends himself that is approved, but he whom the Lord commends." You have to understand his inner heart. And you should be able to see his love for the Father, for the Lord, and for the shepherd. But you just look at his deeds only. So you wake up early in the morning and you pray, and you used to pray 3 hours, now you pray 5 hours, and you listen to the word of God, and you spend your time like this for a day. You do these kind of deeds, but you still have a heart and mind of being recognized and acknowledged and commanded. You don't get rid of it. But you are satisfied with the deeds that you are doing only. You have to get rid of the mind of degrading others. You have to truly serve others, consider others, and praise their strength. You have to cast off the mind of being acknowledged and to show off yourself. You have to humble yourself whenever you find yourself. And you have to kneel down and you have to pray. Even it is before Daniel prayer meeting, at home, in church, you have to pray fervently to cast off such a mind and heart. I'm not saying, others are perfect. Let's say they may have the deficiency of the body. So they don't easily come into spirit. Well, if you find the deficiency of the body, if you point them, the weakness and find the deficiency of the body of others, and you just point them. But in the meantime, those people work so hard to get rid of the deficiency of the body and enter spirit. Well, you have to know some, others may better at something that you are not good at. Some people have a problem with adultery. Some people have a problem with your mind of changing. And you may consider the root, the evilness of adultery, great in your heart. But other people, they don't think it. They may consider, the changing mind is, more, bigger than, adultery. Let's say there is an English teacher and a math teacher. And now you're an English teacher and you point the weakness of the math teacher because she's not good at English. Well, it's obvious, right? But to the eyes of that math teacher, you are not good at calculating. So instead of pointing weakness of others, you have to consider others and you have to pray for them because they are going to find their own shortcomings and they're going to get rid of it and fill it up. I saw a worker who is running so fervently. He works very diligently. He memorizes the Bible verses. He reads the Bible and he listens to the Word of God. He prays a lot. But you know what? He doesn't look good on his face. So I said, I think you and I have a meeting. Should have a meeting. And I said to him, do not compare yourself with others. Don't do it. Look at yourself. And remember how much Father God loves you, how much senior pastor trusted you. Remember that and pray for your shortcomings. Then he said, Pastor, I thought I was doing okay. I thought I was doing better than others. And naturally, I came to have a mind of comparing things and became very nervous. Well, circumcising your heart is the process of understanding and imprinting the love of the Father God and of the Lord and of the Shepherd. And remember that heart. And since the love is so great, you can change yourself. Well, if you have a mind of degrading others, in some part of your heart, you blame on the environment of yours. Let's say, you usually say like this. You know what? When he entered the spirit because he's young. He entered the spirit because he met, you know, good parents. Well, if you think like this, you will stagnate for sure. You may think to yourself, you know what? He was, you know, born in a good family. That's why he was able to enter spirit. Well, then, since you don't have such good environment, you cannot make progress. Others have good characteristics. Others have good, you know, environment. Others are young. Others have, you know, good memory power. If you put blame on your environment, you cannot make progress. You will stagnate. You cannot find yourself anymore. While I was watching Mammon magazine, while I was listening to testimonies of those people of spirit, I thought there were many various people. Some people had in the persecution in the family, but by the love of the shepherd, they entered the spirit. Even though they were poor, they became the main, you know, support to their family, but they worked diligently and entered the spirit. They didn't, you know, come to this church 20 or 30 years ago. In a very short period of time, they obeyed to the word of God and they made changes. There were, you know, very old senior deaconesses and elders. They armed themselves with the word of God. There is a senior deaconess, and she is taking pictures of her lights and put pictures on the wall, and then she changes her heart all the time while praying. And then she broke her self-righteousness and frameworks, and she finally entered the spirit. She said, you know, I didn't do a lot, you know, but by the help of the Holy Spirit, I entered the spirit. That was her confession. If you are young, look at those, you know, old people. If you don't have, you know, a rich family, look at those who are poor. They are still thankful for what is given to them, and they enter spirit now. But what about you? If you listen to the testimonies of people of spirit, they didn't care about the environment. Some were born in, very few of them had a good environment, but they said, you know, I didn't have a good heart field. I was not in good environment. Well, why don't you find people who has the worse environment than yours and try to see how they obeyed, how they worked, how they prayed, and remember them and change yourself. From the bottom of your heart, you have to acknowledge them, you have to recognize them. Instead of degrading them, instead of finding their weaknesses, you have to acknowledge them, you have to serve them, you have to learn the strength from them. You have to acknowledge their strength and learn from them. In order to cast off the mind of comparing things, second, you should get rid of the heart of, you know, this encouragement. Now, there are people who didn't, you know, compare themselves with others. But as they watch others, you know, making progress in faith, they naturally compare themselves with the word of God, that they compare themselves with those people. Well, it means they didn't have the mind of comparing. In this rapid flow of spirit, the hidden mind of comparing finally was revealed as they, you know, saw those, you know, people of spirit. They should rather say, you know, I am so thankful to, you know, have such people of spirit in the church. Let me resemble them. Well, when you see those people who made great, you know, progress in faith in a very short period of time, you don't degrade them, but instead, you are disheartened. What am I? I prayed fervently. I prayed to repay for the grace that I received from Father and the Lord and the Shepherd. I shed tears. Why didn't I make progress? Am I doing right? You are disheartened. I thought I was doing okay. you discourage yourself. It means you still have yourself in you. Well, when you're disheartened, it seems as if you think you are short of many things. But it is rather you have your ego and your flesh is still left inside. You should instead think, I'm not right at all. I'm wrong in everything. I got nothing of goodness. You should not become arrogant. You should not boast of yourself. You should not degrade others. If you think, if you consider others better than yourself, then you should be able to feel joy when others are recognized and acknowledged and praised. You have to find your shortcomings, and when you find it, instead of being disheartened, you should be happy. Why? Father God, thank you. I found jewel. I found treasure. I found what I am short of. Let me make an effort, and I will change myself, and I will become anew. You should become like this. Even though you haven't come into spirit, you should be thankful and you should be joyful because of those people of spirit, because they become great strength to Father God and the Shepherd. Let's say one of your family enters spirit, you are so thankful, right? Just like the family in Mommy Magazine, you know, three out of four enter the Rock of Faith and they are so happy. And even a member who hasn't stand on the Rock of Faith yet, you know, encourages himself to stand on the Rock of Faith. You know, such a family don't envy each other. Even if his mom or his mother or her son or her daughter are the men of spirit, you know what? They try to resemble each other. They are so happy. And later, the elders and the senior deaconess, they used to raise their voice. But once the measure of faith is revealed, they become very happy. But you know what? It is different when you find a member of your group enters Rock of Faith or Spirit. You should be joyful too. And just as your member family entered the Rock of Faith or Spirit, you should do the same. You should rejoice together. You have to resemble your member in the group. If you have a heart of disheartened, I mean, you have a discouraged heart, it means you still have a mind of being, you know, being recognized or acknowledged and praised. You have to think that there is only God who is good. You have to know what you think right is not right. You have to listen to even young people. Think of the Syrophoenician lady. Matthew 15, verse 25 to 28 says, But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she said, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fell from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, Woe, woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed at once. Our Lord treated her like a dog. But this Syrophoenician lady was not disheartened. She agreed. Yes, Lord. But she humbled herself and said, Even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table. You have to find yourself with humility. And you have to rejoice and be grateful whenever you find your shortcomings. And you have to pray fervently to get rid of what you find. But once you find something, if you don't cast it off diligently, it will make your heart disheartened. I myself had such a heart. Last May, I started to find such mind in my heart. Well, you may listen to my testimony, and you may say, well, you have such a heart too. Well, instead of thinking like that, try to find the heart of disheartened and get rid of it. In May, in the beginning of May, I found something that suppressed my heart. I was fifth grader in elementary school when my father started this church. And I spent my school in the student days. Wherever I went, I realized that I am the daughter of a pastor. And my friends knew it. My teachers knew it. So I always have to think about it. Well, after class, I ran down to, you know, snack shop. My students didn't change their clothes, but I changed my, you know, shoes to go to the snack shop. And then both whatever I bought, and, you know, I came back to my classroom. And my teacher said, Mi-young, why do you change your, you know, the shoes, you know? It may save your time. Well, that was the rule in the school. You know, I have to change shoes to go to the snack shop. But I am the daughter of a pastor, so I remembered to keep the rule. I used to think myself, teacher, my mother is leading, you know, Daniel Prayer Meeting, and I have to take care of my two sisters, so I have to stay at home. My teacher said, no, you should go to a, you know, field trip and drink. And you have to sing songs with your friends. Well, my teacher, you know, asked all the students to sing a song. But I didn't know nothing about, you know, a popular song. Then I, instead of singing song, and talk about the General Naaman. And then General Naaman dipped himself into the Jordan River, but he was not healed. But after he, you know, dipped himself into the Jordan River for 7 times, he was healed. You know, instead of singing, as a daughter of a pastor, I, you know, testified and I delivered messages like that. But I found that it was kind of, you know, pressure on me. I should, you know, behave as a daughter of a pastor. I wanted to accomplish quickly, and I was suppressed. Like, you know, I should not become like this. You know, it will make my father, I mean, it will make senior pastor a little bit, you know, uncomfortable. Well, I was very active, actually. But I couldn't find what is the root of this heart. And last May, I started to pray. I didn't speak out. I didn't mention it. But there were, you know, minds, there were thoughts that passed by instantly. And I remembered them and tried to get rid of it. Senior pastor gave, you know, a pocket money to students and bought computers and paid for tuition. And I should be thankful. And I was thankful whenever I heard it. 1 out of 100, I thought to myself, I didn't go to learn, you know, playing instruments. I didn't tell him that I want to learn, you know, the instrument. 1 out of 10, I had a thought like that. It passed by instantly. I changed that thought into a thought of, you know, spirit. You know, senior pastor takes care of students, so I'm so thankful. Because, you know, because of his care, students do not look at the world, but, you know, that they have hope for spirit and whole spirit. So I'm so thankful. I changed that thought into spirit. In my 20s, I was so sad about was, I missed the senior pastor.
But
Because, you know, I saw that, you know, senior pastor will listen to me, so I couldn't tell you. That I imagined that I will be with senior pastor all the time in New Jerusalem. I was able to change that thought into a thought of joy. But there was, you know, feeling that was hidden deep inside my heart. So I had to get rid of them. So last May, I prayed and prayed. Father, what kind of heart is this? Senior pastor is so gentle and he's so warm. And when he was a very good father, after he started this church, he was very gentle to congregation. Whenever he had time with his family, he asked me all the time, what did you have in the morning? What did you eat in the afternoon? You know, when senior pastor is doing his things, you know, during the mealtime, you know, he asked me many times. He didn't visit my room, but whenever he visited my room, he looked at things very carefully. And he looked at my kitchen, he looked at my, you know, restroom, he looked at every corner of my room. And even though I didn't spend much time with senior pastor, I know he's doing work for Father God's kingdom. Whenever he spent some time with me, he spent everything for me, his time. So I put that in my heart. So I had a longing heart to spend time with senior pastor in New Jerusalem. But yet, I had the darkness of moment, and I had to get rid of it. So last May, I prayed and prayed. Father God, I hope senior pastor can touch me, but he doesn't touch me. Father, please, I'm not going to ask senior pastor. I will pray to you. Just let me know, okay? One day, when I prayed, I remember that Father God committed his wife and three daughters to Father God. And Father God gives, Father God replies to me all the time. So I was so thankful. Senior pastor committed me to Father God, and Father God has protected me, and He has been with me. And whenever I was curious, Father God let me know those things. So I got the answer. Yet still, I asked Father, Father God, I'm still curious. Please let me know. And I prayed again and again. Then Pastor Sujin Lee said, I was praying a lot. And then she said, don't compare yourself with others. And you should remember, Father God, how much He loves us and how much senior pastor loves us. Remember that. I used to say, yes, amen. But, you know, I think I sacrificed myself when I was a student. I sacrificed myself. I didn't have that kind of mind all the time, but I have even a little bit of it still left. But Pastor Sujin Lee said, we didn't sacrifice. Senior pastor, it's not the senior pastor didn't love us. And she continued to say, what if in your 20s, in our 20s and 10s, what if senior pastor took care of us? What if a senior pastor cared for us? Then we couldn't enter spirit. We may run toward the rock of faith. And I thought to myself, if I was raised, if I was, you know, if I was loved by congregation, I must have been very arrogant. Probably I will study, I will try so hard to stand on the rock of faith. I must be striving so hard to get rid of, you know, arrogance and such stuff. And I remember those times that I tried so hard to get rid of such darkness in my heart. And now I'm running toward the Holy Spirit. So I finally became thankful. And while I was praying, I could understand how much senior pastor is thankful to me. Yet still, I asked God, you know, senior pastor doesn't touch me. I hope, you know, he can touch me. I pray to God like this. You know what? I don't think I am doing a good job. I hope, you know, senior pastor can touch my heart to do, you know, this and to do that. I pray to you, Father God, like this. Then the Father God said to Mrs. Bong Lin Lee, touch Pastor Mi-young Lee and Mi-young Lee to come into Holy Spirit. I heard that, and I started to pray all the more fervently. Already I got the answer in my heart, but I want to be touched personally by senior pastor, like a kid. I prayed like that. Then, now, this kind of heart, I suppressed it. I forgot it. But in order to get rid of even a very little bit of, you know, such a heart, I prayed for that, I prayed with that, and I thought of Mary Magdalene. She got out of her house. Even though she treated her husband with, you know, love, you know, her husband did evil to her. And I don't think Mary Magdalene thought, you know, and she made sacrifice for her husband. So that's what I realized, and then I tried to get rid of such a heart. You know, when, you know, Father God, I am making an excuse, but you know what? I want to know the root of this feeling and get rid of it. Please help me. I didn't ask senior pastor, but so please, Father, let me know what it is and let me get rid of it. On the senior pastor's birthday, I was greatly touched by senior pastor while I was sitting on the front. Pastor Mi-young Lee, how many hours do you pray? And I pray an hour more, except in a daily prayer meeting. As a servant of God, how you should pray more than that? You have to pray fervently. How can you pray just an hour more other than in a daily prayer meeting? As a father, you saw me how I prayed. When I heard it, Father, I prayed for a month. And the senior pastor knew it, and you gave me the answer. I was so touched. You know, I didn't feel sorry for senior pastor. You know, whenever I was with senior pastor, I was greatly loved by my father. And, you know, senior, even though Father God, I mean, senior pastor is working so hard for Father God's kingdom, you know, whenever he was with me, he touched me, and he took care of me. You know, it was my fault to not being able to come into Holy Spirit. You know, I was making an excuse that, you know, senior pastor didn't touch me, so I didn't come into Holy Spirit. But last senior pastor's birthday, I got the answer, and I was touched by senior pastor. The Father God listened to my prayer. I was so touched. And it became great life, faith in me. Dear brothers and sisters, look around and change people who are changing greatly. And get rid of the heart of this, heart of being disheartened. Senior pastor has talked about sanctification and Holy Spirit for the last 31 years. But it was only last couple of years the congregation has come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. Do you listen to the messages which was told in last group leaders meeting and district leaders meeting, right? While I was listening to group leaders meeting, group leaders conference message 2 years ago, but those who are the 70 or 80% of the third level filled their heart and they became the people of Spirit. They are at the 10, 20, or 50% of the fourth level. As they fail their shortcomings and by breaking their self-righteousness and frameworks. So, if you find yourself and pray to get rid of it, and if you make a deed, and a year or 2 years later, you will be in Spirit and Holy Spirit. So don't care about your current measure of faith. Instead of lock yourself there, find what you're short of and change yourself by fervent prayer instead of being disheartened or discouraged. Look back on yourself, look at yourself, feel what you're short of, and change yourself. You have to become humble, and you have to heed. You have to, you know, you have to make effort. You have to diligently find yourself, and you will only find, you know, thankfulness and joy. When you cook the beans brown rice, you should not open the pot. Once you open it before it's cooked, it smells bad. It is the same as you change in spirit. Father God is full of love.
And
Father God checked your measure of faith. And this year, Father God measures our measure of faith to help us make progress in level of faith or increasing faith. So remember the goodness of Father God and imagine yourself changed in a couple of years. If you think of your faithfulness and your fervor, which is selfish, then you will be disheartened and you will be discouraged. You cannot find yourself. You have to humble yourself. You have to empty yourself. There were two people. Now, Jane used to insist her own idea. And Kathy asked her to give money for in the group leader conference. So Jenny said, I thought you know, I gave it to you, but let me see. And then the Kathy said, oh, I found your money. You gave it to me. So, and then Jenny said, see, I gave it to you. See, I was right. Well, what do you feel? She used to say, I gave it to you in the beginning. But she said, well, okay, I will see if I didn't give it to you. She was so thankful for being able to say that in the beginning. I am changed. She's proud. Well, she's wrong. But Kathy said, oh, I found your money. Then Jenny should be quiet. Because if you say, see, I gave it to you, then Kathy would be embarrassed. Jenny should be quiet. If you were a little bit more humble, then you could find what you were short of. Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 and 18 says, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if it does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. It is the confession of Daniel's three friends. If I do this, Father God will save me. They didn't think like this. They just did what they have to do for God. And they were thankful for that fact alone. They didn't think like, if I do this, you know, Father God send me angel and protect me. Even if he doesn't, I am thankful. That's their confession. If you have such a heart of goodness, in any situation, since you don't have anything to receive return from, if you don't expect anything in return from Father God, you are not disheartened. You cannot be discouraged. Well, you have become so fervent to enter Rock of Faith and Spirit and Holy Spirit for last, you know, couple of years. Out of 31 years, you believe in God, you believe in the Word of God, you obey it, and you should be thankful for that alone. Now I am preparing myself for the conference and I fasted and I'm binding myself to find what I'm short of. You should be thankful for being able to do so. People are limited, but Father God doesn't have limit. So Father God searches the most appropriate things for you, and He works. So if you find your shortcomings and fill it with goodness and love, then Father God will lead you to the best way. You have to compare yourself with others, remember their shortness, strength, and praise them, learn from them, change your shortcomings into the strength of others. If you stop here, you still have, we have time. We can still change. We can find ourselves and we can change our shortcomings and feel what we are short of, right? You should make up your mind to be more faithful, to be more fervent, to be more passionate for Father God's kingdom. Then your heart will be filled with thanks and joy. In order to cast off the mind of comparing things, second, you should always engrave the love of Father God into your heart. Father God gives only the good things to you. When you remember this, then you can march on with the power of love. For the first time, I prayed to God, said, "No, Senior Pastor, please touch me." Well, Senior Pastor has touched me many times, actually. Last May, it was a moment of touching and tears during the services. Senior Pastor couldn't read well. But in given time, Senior Pastor tried his best to give just one more thing to the congregation. In the second half of the Friday online service, he sang songs. He praised to God along with congregation. And on his birthday, he sang songs. You know, he was doing all his best, even though he didn't have any strength. The senior pastor wanted to give us more, so he is saying, during the meeting with people, while he was passing by the congregation, he touched our congregation, he touched every member, and it was a moment of touching. He touched Levi workers and pastors in order to help them change, in order to help them accomplish the will of God. He touched all the people. I met a member. She said, "Pastor, my husband doesn't come to church. I had a hatred. But he came home with TV, so I hated him all the more. And I started to watch TV together instead of watching GCN. And even though I was a cell leader, I started to work. And she stopped praying. When I heard it, I shed tears. Senior pastor is praying in the mountain for us. And you have to remember what senior pastor did to you. You remember that. And how senior pastor delivered messages, how he did with in his meeting with the people. And she said, "I will stop watching TV. I will not love the world anymore. I will come back. The love of the shepherd touches every one of you." Someone was greatly changed. She started to pray. She's circumcising heart. I asked her why. And she said, "I met senior pastor in my dream. I thought I couldn't do it. But after I met him in my dream, and he said, I can do it. He said he would help me." And I shed tears after the dream. From then on, I started to pray, and I received strength to cast off the world. Even though Senior Pastor is in the mountain, he loves us. His love is with us. Every second he spends for us. Now, you should remember that love is not for us. That love is for you, for me. Instead of saying, well, how grateful he must be, Senior Pastor is with you. You should remember that you are receiving the same love. Senior Pastor touched me. Senior Pastor looked at me. Senior Pastor gave that word to me. The love of the flesh is biased. Love of parents are found biased. The love of the flesh can be biased. You cannot love this man and that man same, but the love of the Spirit is equal. If you read the Journey to the West, the Chinese novel, there is a monkey made copies of his body with his hairs. When he blew his hair, he can make copies of his body. And those in hairs can have the same knowledge and power as the main body. Well, Father God's love is the same. His love is constant. Just as Father God walked with Adam in the Garden of Eden, when you come into Spirit and Holy Spirit, Father God walks with you. Abraham, Moses, Prophet Elijah, Apostle Paul, Peter, Mary Magdalene, Father God did the same. He still does the same with those who stood on the rock of faith and entered the Spirit. Father God showed his back to Moses. But after Moses changed, Father God showed his face to Moses. As much as they changed, Father God showed constant love to them. For those who come to Spirit and Holy Spirit, Father God loves them. Father God shows His love to those who enter the Spirit and Holy Spirit. And He shows how much He loves them. Even though you didn't enter Spirit, if you make an effort to change and cast off the worldly things, then Father God waits and waits. The love of the Lord is the same. Matthew 9:12 said, when Jesus heard this, He said, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. Sinners cannot receive salvation. So Lord gave His everything and showed His love to us. Not only the people of Israel, people before Jesus, people in days of Jesus, and the people of today, our Lord is showing His love to everyone. If He has 100 of love, He gave the 100% love to everybody. The love of the shepherd is the same. He harbors 7 billion people in His heart. And He gives His love same to all people. Not only to those who run the race of faith well, but those who have the wall of sin. He still looks at people with love. Pastor Heejin Lee and Heejin Lee went to Lord Grave and went to hell. And I heard that they shed much tears after they read the Book of Death as they thought of a shepherd. And because they knew the senior pastor would shed tears and cry for those members whose names are blurred in that Book of Death. Senior pastor's love is like this. Senior pastor rejoices so much when someone says, I repent. He said, you know what? He repented and he promised to change. He's rejoicing so much with the confession. Instead of saying, he said he would change. His name is blurred instead of being erased completely. He didn't say so. He still prays with tears. Father God, please give him strength to change himself. Not only those who obey, but to those who make fleshly obedience, Father God touches them, and He, senior pastor, touches them and encourages them to do it.
있지 않을까 하는 욕심의 생각을 하기 전에 나를 얼마나 사랑해 주셨고
So you have to remember how much your senior pastor has loved you. And remember it. And put it in your heart.
하나님께서 초신자 때 치료해 주신 하나님의 사랑을 늘 마음에 새겼고 기도하신 것을 즐거워하셨고
Senior pastor remembered the love of Father God who healed him once. So he enjoyed praying. And he read the word of God. He read the Bible to know the will of God. Through the love of the shepherd, many people confess that they realized the love of Father God. We should live such a life. If you truly love someone, you should enjoy the moment of having conversation with him. Likewise, you have to know, you should know more of Father God's love and His goodness. Through the touch of shepherd, I am enjoying praying all the more instead of having conversation with friends. You know, it is more fun to pray and find answers. As soon as I kneel down, I can pray, and Father God gives me, touchings and, answers. Then I realized that why Senior Pastor told me to pray more hours. During the prayer, the Holy Spirit touches my heart and gives me answers all the time and, embraces me. John 14:26, our Lord said, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. The love of the shepherd is the same. When he is with us, he always takes care of us. He doesn't eat much, right? Let's say he doesn't eat a big piece of, fruit. He always picks up the smallest piece of fruit to concede others. He picks the smallest piece of fruit. A sister spilled soup on the senior pastor's clothes. And then he said, I'm so glad that, you didn't spill this soup onto others, pans. He's not rude to waiters or waitress in restaurant. He always considers others. He does it to everybody. When we go to senior pastor in a family, senior pastor takes care of the children who is not doing well. And after the conversation, that member says, you know what? I will quit the worldly things and I will love God more and I will change myself. Senior pastor harbors them, embraces them, and touches them, and their hearts are changed. I will run toward New Jerusalem all the more fervently, people confess. In cold winter, let's say you have a thin jacket. Once you come into room, come close to the heater, then your body becomes warm, and you feel dizzy, right? As you come close to the heater, you don't hope that, your body will become warm. You know that you will become warm. It is the same when you come close to the senior pastor. I should come close to him. I'll go to him. Does he know him? Well, don't think like that. Just go to senior pastor and you will become warm. You will have a glimpse of his love and his touch. You can be changed. But when you're disheartened, you're afraid to come close to him. The senior pastor remember me? Instead of thinking like that, come close to him. Make a confession. And receive his touch. Then you will be changed. While I was witnessing the separation of spirit, I realized that how great the shepherd of the love is. And his power is so great to be given in 5 minutes of time. Because he paid for justice, eight people could go to the spiritual places. I was so touched.
기도에 가실 때 어디 어디를 보여주신다 알려주시고 천국에서도 또 행복하게 준비하는 모습을 들으면
And I heard that, you know, the angels and archangels prepared with joy. The love of the shepherd opened the spiritual realm and evil people couldn't even touch them. And I remembered how much senior pastor had prayed for that. And I look at those people who prayed like that and I was touched by them too. Spiritual realm is being operated by precise justice and order. Our Lord opened the way of salvation with His love on the cross so that people can advance to heaven. Just as Matthew 11:12 says, From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent men take it by force. It is the same with the love of the shepherd. He opened the way for the mommy members to enter New Jerusalem because he paid the price, he paid the price for the justice to open the spiritual realm. When spirit and soul leaves our body, we can understand his love. I heard the testimony of Deaconess Eunja Chun, who is in paradise now. She confessed that she realized, you know, how vanity and vanity it is in the life of the world. Someone said, you know what? I didn't repent completely. What should I do? She talked to me like that. Deaconess Chun went to paradise after she passed away. What if she comes to this world again? Do you think she would live her life with prayers? She would repent thoroughly. She would be faithful. She would love God more. She would live a life of, you know, pleasing God, right? Well, you know what? Injustice, you know, she, you know, evangelized her family. She confessed, right? Well, all you have to do is just remember what would happen to Deaconess Chun. So change yourself. Remember that and be touched by the fact deeply. Even if you realize that you didn't repent completely, are you still locked yourself inside that kind of thought? Stop thinking and repent and live your life as if you once passed away but came back to this life again. Repent, rend your heart in repentance and turn yourself back. Live a new life. You should understand the love of the shepherd for you is 100%. I look for the traces of those flesh in my heart last May, and I realized many things. And I remember the moment that gave me that trace, and I wished to erase that moment, but I realized that it was still the love of Father God, love of the shepherd. When we heard that, you know, how senior pastor is doing his homework. Inside his room, he shoots arrow without looking at the bird. And his eyes are blinded. His eyes are covered with, you know. You know the procedures of his training, right? First, he started to shooting at birds. He covered his eyes. Now he is inside the room. His eyes are covered. And he shoots arrows inside the room to shoot the flying birds outside the room. No, the arrow blocks by the wall. He couldn't shoot the birds. He is under such training. Yet still, he said, I am doing this. And because of this, our congregation can stand on the rock of faith and enter Spirit and Holy Spirit and they can change. Senior pastor didn't ask Father God, until when I should do this? Instead, he said, I will do it until Father God says it's okay. He is our shepherd. And he says, he loves you. Remember that love. And remember the evil that is in your heart. And get rid of it. And fill your heart with goodness and love. Sometimes you don't know what your level of faith is now. You want to resemble the love of the Lord and love of the shepherd. You received great love from Father God and from the Lord and from the shepherd. Whenever you think like that, kneel down and remember the love and put it in your heart again and again. When people of spirit think, I am a man of spirit. If he thinks like that, he will stagnate. If you are 20% in the spirit, then you have to know that you are still 80% short the Holy Spirit. And you have to run. You have to fill your heart. You have to fill your shortcomings with the love of Father God. You know, whenever I look at those in the pastors who are in level of spirit, you know, those in the pastors who are in spirit, they say, you know what? I don't think of my measure of faith. No, in the beginning, I thought, but now I don't. Since I received so much grace and love from Father God, I only think of how to pay back for this grace that I received. And remember the shepherd. Now they feel they are short of so many things when they compare themselves with the shepherd. And they try to resemble. Then they realize that their level of faith has been increased. But they don't care about the measure of faith. You know, when pastors are leading the prayer meetings, you know, sometimes they lead their prayer meetings. And I was touched. He prayed for 20 minutes for senior pastor, for 10 minutes for a Kingdom Century, and 30 minutes for ourselves. But for 20 minutes, she was so desperate for the senior pastor. She prayed for every small detail things for senior pastor. When she prayed for Canaan Sanctuary, well, let's say your child is about to take the entrance exam to college, then you will become the expert in entering in a college, right? You know all the details about how to enter college. Since you know, and since you love your child, when she prayed for Canaan Sanctuary, you know, she prayed like that. We can find people who consider the word of, who consider the kingdom of Father God better than their matters. And they remember how much grace they received from Father God. 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013. We are receiving the love of Father God all the time, every minute, every second. Senior pastor filled 90%, and all we have to do is to fill the rest 10%. And he is still praying for us so that how we can change ourselves and how much and how we can resemble Father God. Let me conclude this message. I'm not telling you that you have to get rid of the mind of comparing things. As you compare yourself with others, you have to learn good things and strength from others. You have to change yourself. You have to get rid of the heart of degrading others. You have to get rid of putting blame on your own environment. You have to get rid of the mind of the heart of being discouraged. I said, if you are disheartened, it means you still have self in you. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. You have to die every day. You have to deny yourself. You have to empty yourself. Then you don't need to be disheartened. You don't need to be discouraged. Whenever you find your shortcomings, you will rejoice as if you found treasure. You be satisfied with what you're doing now for Father God's kingdom.
비교하는 마음을 버리기 위해서 가장 중요한 것은 아버지, 주님, 목자님께서 나를 얼마나 사랑하셨는가 하는 것입니다.
Look at yourself, you, whether you are doing what you have to do for Father God's kingdom. And do not expect anything in return. The most important thing, as you cast off the mind of comparing things, is that you should think that, you know, when you cast off the mind of comparing things, you know how greatly my Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd loves me. It is pure 100% love for you. Then you don't have time to be discouraged or disheartened. Every day is full of love, Father God. And you are so busy to repay for the grace and love that Father God has given to you. Senior Pastor has great love for you so that you can have a glimpse of heaven through the separation of spirit. Those people who went to heaven said, you know, they remember everything they saw in heaven as if they scanned a document. You know what? They describe what they saw in detail very well. I am so touched by their testimonies. One of them is that since they are men of spirit, they scan those things and they remember as they are looking at things right now. And remember the love of the shepherd who tries to show you even spiritual realm so that you have fix your eyes on in heaven in New Jerusalem and great hope for New Jerusalem. And you have to remember how much a senior pastor prayed and accumulated his prayers to show the spiritual realm to us. Engrave the love in your heart. We receive such great love. Instead of forgetting that love, remember the love in 2010, 2011, 2012, and this year. Remember the moment the senior pastor shook hands with you. Senior pastor, who stopped and touched you. Remember the moment and put it in your heart. Scan that love. Put it in your heart. Get rid of untruth. Instead, fill your heart with the goodness and love of Father God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on the screen. Lay your hands on the sick parts of your body if you are not sick. Lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all the believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, satellites, and internet, and all the children in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts. Drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails and joints and nerves and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities go away. May the light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, intestinal cancers, and AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart disease, lung disease, women diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. All the back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. You get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear, and let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. And restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, and poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissue, cell come back and be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command. In the name of the devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and the evil forces, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving spirits, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Your darkness, go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them. Let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any troubles. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, and I received the answer from God, and I received the blessing from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.